I get that your dad is from a different generation and from a different paradigm of how to interact. Always the protector in his job, in his life. When it comes to you connecting, how is it that you're making it so hard to connect? It almost sounds as though you're trying to strategize how to be in connection with him, or that you're trying to connect with him as opposed to just fully being with him, being in presence with him, and allowing that to be sufficient or even greater than what strategies might offer. To fully allow yourself to be with your father. Any restriction that you place on yourself to fully be connecting and connected with your father is of the mind. And I understand that his cultural conditioning has some walls up around that kind of connection, whether it's being touched or whatever it would be. And honoring and respecting that is part of love. But not from a conceptual understanding of it. What an incredible opportunity for you and for him. For you to really drop even more deeply into a state of being with him and allowing whatever it is that moves through you to be expressed, be it touching him through words or just sitting by his side, whatever it would be, free of the mind's ideas about what's okay. In the past, the mind would have said, you can't touch his shoulders. And if you lived to that rule, you wouldn't have touched him. So to be so free that you are not orchestrating what you do anymore, that you just show up as love. You show up and you just be as you feel moved to be. And if at some point he says, that's too much, then you allow that. Then it's like, thanks for letting me know. And I'm loving feeling connected with you. It's something I've loved all my life and crave now, especially now. Time being so precious. But to really take it to that next level, to really be free. Because we don't know if he has another day, week, or months. So to allow that, but to stay ever so present with all of it, and feeling your way through it, and being ever so present in feeling your way through it does not mean you're going to get it right. Because there will be no right. It will just be the unfolding of presence. No rules, no restrictions. It's just to be for the sake of being with him. Whatever that ends up looking like, I mean, that could end up looking like
the prior 50 plus years of being with him. No one's talking, no one's looking at each other. It could all be the same thing, but from that space of presence, of really being in that stillness, it's a whole different experience. And you're touching into it with him. It's so beautiful. Allow yourself to feel it all. To feel all of it, the magnitude of it. Become more spacious so that you can allow the magnitude of those feelings. When we start to feel overwhelmed, it's because we've shrunken ourselves down. As an expansive beingness, we can allow all of that to be felt and to move through us, even when it's profoundly painful, in order for it to be overwhelming. We've had to have gone from spacious to identified with our story and our limited resources. Of course, it's overwhelming. We lose sight of what's real amidst the pain of it and the sadness. The beauty of having a parent at death's door is to really presence you as a teaching to bring that into the fullness of your life. In all your relationships with yourself, with all experiences, to not go back to sleep,